An infant known as the Mississippi Baby raised hopes last year that the AIDS virus could be vanquished from babies with aggressive treatment. The girl had no sign of infection, even after many months without anti-HIV drugs. But doctors at the National Institutes of Health announced today that the Mississippi Baby has now developed an HIV infection. Joining us to talk about this development is NPR science correspondent Richard Harris. And Richard, first of all, remind us of some of the details about the Mississippi Baby.
Well, Robert, the baby was born to a mother who was infected with HIV. The doctors treated the baby immediately and with an unusually potent combination of powerful anti-HIV drugs. Now, these drugs are supposed to be a lifelong treatment, but the mom and the baby disappeared after about 18 months. When they reappeared some months later, the mother said she'd not been giving the baby the drugs, yet when the doctors looked at the blood tests of the baby, it showed that the baby still didn't have any signs of HIV. They could find no trace at all. So they decided at that point not to put her back on the drugs.
And this was the great source of hope that perhaps they had beaten the HIV.
Yes, indeed. It generated a tremendous amount of excitement. The baby had essentially no symptoms, no sign of HIV for more than 2 years. Now, I should say that this kind of case is rare in the United States because HIV-infected mothers are usually treated during pregnancy in order to block the spread of the disease to the child. But that's not done in poorer parts of the world, so there are actually hundreds of thousands of babies born every year with HIV infections. That said, it would be wonderful if a powerful drug treatment given to them right at birth could eradicate the virus in these babies. And that seemed to be the story for the Mississippi Baby, but of course, this is just one case. So researchers have been working on a large-scale trial to test this concept in hundreds of babies.
And what are doctors saying now about the condition of the Mississippi Baby?
Well, she is now approaching her fourth birthday, and she's been monitored very closely for signs of HIV infection. And according to her doctor in Mississippi and officials at the National Institutes of Health, HIV has indeed recently appeared in the girl's blood. The virus had apparently been hiding out in her body so well that even the most sensitive lab tests couldn't detect it. But now we know she's infected. One of the big questions is where the virus had been hiding out all that time. Mm-hmm. Doctors said they'd looked very carefully in blood samples, but they did not take tissue samples or samples of spinal fluid. And that's one of the big mysteries here is can they find where that virus is hanging out?
Well, since she is infected, what does that mean for the child?
Well, her doctor put her back on the anti-HIV drugs, and the girl will stay on them indefinitely. Her doctor says the good news is that otherwise the girl appears to be in good health other than the infection.
And what implications does this have for the large-scale study of this approach to treating HIV in infants?
Well, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says they are not giving up on the study. In a news briefing this afternoon, he said they will need to change the consent forms and possibly the timing for stopping drug treatment in babies, but they're still planning to move forward with it. That said, though, I also spoke to a bioethicist at Boston University, George Annis, who says, in his view, it would be unethical to go ahead with this study if, in fact, they're basing it on the experience with a Mississippi baby, because now we know that the child was not cured after all of HIV. So it's fair to say there are clearly ethical issues yet to be ironed out here.
Thank you, Richard.
My pleasure.
That's NPR's Richard Harris on today's sad news about the story of the Mississippi Baby.